Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everyone, Jeremiah back here again with Board Games Daily. Thanks for joining us yet again for another episode this Wednesday. It's what, August 16th? We're halfway through August. I don't know what's happening. The time just keeps flying by. So what do we have for you this fine Wednesday afternoon? We've got more thoughts on our topic. Classic games that we still love, oldies but goodies, and Scott and I will be chiming in on that, so stay tuned for that. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic this week, so be sure to go ahead and jump on the socials at Theology of Games on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, I guess, now known as X, and Instagram and Facebook. You can always email us, theologyofgames@gmail.com. Or if you're on the Spotify app, as always, we love it when you send voice messages. Let us know your thoughts on some classic games. Are there new games that have beat out classics? Or are the classics classic for a reason? Anyway, thanks so much. We're going to get into it here on Board Games Daily. We're so happy you're here. As always, this episode is powered by Theology of Games.
Hey there, folks. It's Firestone here, talking about this week's topic, which is games that have sort of stood the test of time, ones that you still play even though they've been around a long time, you compare other games to them. This is our topic for the week, and I got into this hobby right around 20 years ago, and I can still distinctly remember doing research. Like, after I found out about these games, I remember going to websites and blogs and review sites and just reading about these games and going, this sounds amazing. How did I not know about this? So really, a lot of my core games are the ones from that period, and I still think they hold up and are so strong, and we still do play them fairly often in my house, in my game group, things like that. When I look at things like, let's go two-player games. Are there better two-player games than Lost Cities or Schottentotten? Maybe. I mean, you could argue that Seven Wonders Duel is better. That's probably true. Targi is better, maybe. There are some classic two-player games that are new classics, I would say. Both of those are excellent. But really, Schottentotten and Lost Cities are so elegant, simple, classic two-player games. I would put those up against anything. Rainer Knizia was a genius. He has a lot of games on this list of mine that are like the core ones that I think about. He designed both of those. He also designed Lord of the Rings, the game from 2000, which was really, I think it was the first co-op. If it wasn't the first, it's certainly one of the first. And we still bring that one out. It's great. One of my favorite gaming moments was with Lord of the Rings, where it was, we were playing with the, not Sauron expansion, but the Friends and Foes expansion. It was the end of the game. We had one die roll. It was either we were going to die because Doom was going to hit us, or we were going to throw the ring into Mount Doom. It was so exciting, so fun, and that game holds up against anything. Do I play Spirit Island more, and do I think that's probably a better game? Yes. Are there others that I've loved, Pandemic Legacy and things like that? Yes. But again, Lord of the Rings stands up, holds up against any of those. And that game is almost 25 years old. Party games. Time's Up came out in 1999, one of my favorite party games. Put that up against anything. And The Resistance from 2009. So that's a little more recent, but amazing games that still stand the test of time. Are there new classics in each of these? I would say Spirit Island is a new classic co-op. I would say So Clover or Just One or Codenames are new classic party type of games. But I would still hold any of these other ones up against it. Auction games, some more Knizia here. Ra, Amon Ray, amazing auction games. What else was I thinking? Oh, Princes of Florence. Princes of Florence is my favorite Euro of all time, designed by Wolfgang Kramer and Michael Kiesling. And it has an auction and then actions, a set number of them every game. It is so tense. It is amazing. And that game is from 2000. So 23 years ago. And it, show me a better Euro. Show me one that is just more elegant, perfect, amazing. El Grande is often held up. I don't really like area control games, but that's the one I will play. It's a classic. There has never been another area control game that is better. Don't talk to me about Blood Rage or any of those CMON games, anything. Nothing beats El Grande. That game is amazing. Age of Steam came out in 2002. Pick up and deliver, auction, crunchy, hard, economic, kick your butt game. I've seen it happen in a game. You can lose that game on turn one because somebody blocks you off or you make a bad move and you just go into a death spiral. Some people hate that. I love that. So, man, I could just look at the Aaliyah line from right around 2000. Princes of Florence, Taj Mahal, Traders of Genoa, those Puerto Rico, those games are classics for a reason. They're incredible. They're amazing. And there are so many games out now, and I only have so much space on my shelves. So everything is getting compared to everything else. If you come out and go, hey, I have this amazing auction game, I'm going to go, is it better than Ra? Is it better than Princes of Florence or Amon Ray? If it's not, why do I need to play it? I have those games. I love those games. So those are just a few of the ones that still come out and are at least 10 years old, and some of them are 20 and 20. El Grande came out in 1995. That game is older than my marriage, and I'm an old man. So anyway, we would love to hear from you. What are some of those classic games? Not even just ones that you like, but like still hit the table. I know that Jeremiah and AJ have played El Grande fairly recently. These are the kind of things that these games stand the test of time, and I can't see anything eclipsing them. There can be new classics, but these are old classics that are classics for a reason. So what is your list of amazing classic games that have stood the test of time? Let us know. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Hey everyone, Jeremiah back here again. Wanted to give you my thoughts on this week's topics, which are classic games. Which ones still hold up? Maybe some that don't. I'm going to talk about three games. I was going to do two, but I'm going to do three because of that, some that don't, in my opinion. So the first one, Scott mentioned this one, and it is El Grande. I mean, so here's the thing. I actually kind of discovered El Grande a little bit later than most. Back when it came out in the 90s, I was playing, you know, all the collectible card games and just playing stuff that was collectible. I got into Flux really early on. So these games, you know, El Grande kind of was there, but I never really like got into it until, I don't know, a handful of years ago, and it's so stinking good. I will put the caveat that it's much better with five players. So play it with the full five because there's only five actions every round. So as you jockey for position, turn order becomes a big thing, and there's a little bit of bluffing with the Castillo. It's just got a lot of really good mix of a lot of different elements outside of just area control. And I'm going to talk about area control. I guess you would say area control when you talk about Settlers of Catan. which to me, sorry, this is gonna like set the internet on fire. It doesn't hold up. I actually recently, I hadn't played it for a long time. And within, I'd say, the last 6 months or so, we got invited over for games for a friend's birthday. And they had some sort of non-gamer folks there. And they're like, we're going to play Settlers. And, you know, because it's pretty accessible. And here's the thing. I had a really sound strategy. I felt like I was doing well. And then the dice went cold. And that's the problem that I have with the game, is that it doesn't matter how well you strategize and how well you put your board together and you start planning out your turns and your resources, the dice can just totally obliterate your game, and there's not many ways that you can mitigate it. So I ended up losing because the last half of the game, I just couldn't get anything going. So for me, I know it's the gateway game. It's the game everybody talks about. It just doesn't hold up for me that well. But I'll tell you one that does. And I feel like it owns the genre. It owns the style. There's not many that have tried to even like get into it. And that's Carcassonne. I mean, we're actually playing a game of this. The guys and I are playing on Board Game Arena, and it's just so good. Like, the rules just all make sense. It's so easy to learn mechanically. I've played it with gamers and non-gamers, and I mean, there's like My City. There's obviously other tile placement games, but man, nothing competes with Carcassonne. Like, for real. I love that game. I'm a big fan. So tell me what you think about Catan, Carcassonne, El Grande. I gotta go. We'll see you guys.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.